Good morning, racing fans. Eddie the Hat coming at you with another podcast today at Del Mar, where we're going to be discussing Saturday, July 30th's card out at the Seaside Oval, where the turf meets the surf. And just want to remind everybody that we're brought to you by horseracing-selections.com. Nice day yesterday, four winners on top. Could have been better. We're going to talk about a race in a little bit, but not a bad day overall. And we're looking forward to some more good things today. So let's go ahead and get started. Bring you up to date with the jockey and trainer standings as they are currently going into today. Juan Hernandez continues to lead the way with 9 wins from 37 starters, 24%. Umberto Rispoli with 7 wins from 27 starters, 26%. Joe Bravo, 5 winners from 21 starters, 24%. Kyle Frey has moved into 4th with 4 wins from 32 starters, 13%. And Edwin Maldonado with 4 wins, 26 starters, 15%. Okay, turn the page to the trainers. We have Phil D'Amato leading the way with 5 wins from 29 starters, 17%. Doug O'Neill, 4 wins from 18 starters, 22%. Bob Baffert, 3 wins from 12 starters, 25%. John Sadler, 3 winners from 14 starters, 21%. And Andy Mathis, 3 winners, 9 starters, 33%. Andy Mathis. Remember that name, because you're going to be hearing a lot of him at this Del Mar meeting. And we heard a little bit of him yesterday. So, anyway. Okay. If you are a pick six player, pick six aficionado, keep in mind that the pick six jackpot is now, well, that's what happens when you do these shows, because sometimes you just get totally, you just have brain farts, and I just had one. Let's get you the pick six carryover amount. And pardon me for having to do, okay, 284, 651, 16. I had that written down, but I don't know where I wrote it. That's what happens when you do this. $284,651.16. That is the Pick 6 jackpot carryover amount. And I got to tell you, there was one person yesterday, one person that was alive going into the last race on Drayden Van Dyke's horse, Mongolian Kingdom. Now, if you saw the replay of that race, Mongolian Kingdom looks like he's going to win. Not only win, but he's going to draw off and win by the length of the grandstand. Well, that didn't happen because Mongolian Kingdom hung like cheap wallpaper does on a wall, and Peppermint was able to hold him off. Now, there's two ways of looking at it. I hear people all the time say, no, 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 Peppermint dug in, and he wasn't going to let that other horse by. Well, Mongolian Kingdom hung, and sympathies, condolences out to ever who had that horse single in the eighth race yesterday. That's a tough beat. Almost so that you might want to think about maybe giving up the sport, or maybe just taking an extended leave of absence, because that was a tough beat. So anyway, that's what we got going into today, just under 300,000. And as I pointed out yesterday, it's going to probably fall this weekend, I would imagine, with the field sizes and the competition. Going to take a hit here of coffee. Excuse me for a moment. All right, that's much better. I think it's going to fall this weekend, so could be wrong, but we've had some near misses over the last couple of days, and I think eventually somebody is going to nail it. So we'll see what happens. And Also, let's talk about the fourth race yesterday. This was a horse that, we had liked quite a bit. And we had, our clients were on this. Just about everybody was on this horse. Sensible Move. And I got to tell you, when we had gotten some solid information on this daughter of Summerfront, but the thing is when the gates opened, we really expected Sensible Move to be a little bit closer to the pace than she was. She hesitated, if you watch the replay, she hesitated a little bit, not getting left or anything like that, but she hesitated a little bit, and I think at that point, Armando, instead of using her and rushing her up, just took a hold of her and said, okay, we're going to do what we've done in the past, and we're going to try to come off the pace. And she ran good. She ran huge. I've gone back several times, tried to look for an excuse, tried to look for a reason to rip Armando and say, my God, what were you thinking? You know, what were you doing? But I couldn't. He saved ground. He never got checked, never got steadied. She gathered herself. He allowed her to gather herself, find her momentum. And the result was that she closed for second, paid $6.40 the place, which, you know, hey, I'll take that on a win mutual. Unfortunately, Call Her Contessa at $56.60 went wire to wire, and under Edwin Maldonado, who we have said in previous podcasts is one of the best gate jockeys on the circuit, was able to get out in front and keep this four-year-old daughter of Acclamation going. When you get beat like a by a horse like this, you got to just laugh it off and move on. There was no justification for this horse winning on paper. That's why she paid $56. Sensible Move fired was just second best. So we move on. And unfortunately, we didn't get the result we wanted, but not the first time. And guess what? It's not going to be the last. So anyway, we're going to just move on and start looking at today's races at Del Mar. First post, 2 p.m. The first race here is a race that we're not particularly fond of. It's a C-minus rating for us. It's a maiden claimer. Maidens, two-year-olds here, going 5.5 furlongs on the main track. And guys, if there was ever a day to be late and miss the first race, today's the day. You've got the rail horse capacity at 15-1. Suburra's Grace drawn to her outside at 15-1. Just not a lot to really get excited about. The morning line favorite, top of my game, is the 5-2 morning line favorite, and doesn't look real solid. So again, basically, you're on your own. We have picks, obviously, selections, for those that are brave enough to indulge. And those, of course, can be got at horseracing-selections.com off of our website. And, yeah. Second race, a little bit better. This is a mile, an allowance optional claimer. We've rated this a B-minus race. And we do actually like a horse in here quite a bit. And the morning line is decent on this particular horse. The reason why, folks, you know, we have these podcasts in the morning to try to get you geared up and to try to give you as much free stuff as we can. But we can't, obviously, for the paying clients, we can't. It wouldn't be fair to them for me to be, you know, giving out all these horses the morning of either. So we do have a free play for you, which is coming up. But I just want to let everybody know that there is a horse here in the second race that we like quite a bit. And hopefully you'll join us. You'll be on board with us. And cashing some tickets, just like we thought we were going to be yesterday on Sensible Move. But I'm sure there's people out there that, you know, were smarter than I am and bet the place, and they're happy. Okay, the third race, B-plus race, mile, maiden special weight for fillies, 2 years old. And this is where our free play comes in today, guys. And we like a horse here. The number five horse, Comanche Country, under Umberto Rispoli. If you ignore Phil D'Amato's first-time starters in North America, you do so at your own peril. This is a daughter of Highland Reel that has shown ability in Ireland in her debut race, and she's had enough time to get acclimated here in the States. She's got some decent drills at Del Mar, Santa Anita locally, and she figures to fire in this maiden special weight, but it didn't come up really all that solid either. The solid B-plus rating that we gave this horse is basically because of Comanche Country. We expect her to pretty much air here and get the job done in her local debut. So that's who we're going to go with as your free play in third race today. The fourth race is rated C by us. This is 6 furlongs. It's a claiming event, 3-year-olds and upward, which have never won 2 races. And the morning line favorite here is 5-2 on Buckus. And again, this is a race that, unless you really like something in here, I would advise staying away from. It's not, a real quality field, but it has a little bit of intrigue, I guess, with some horses in here that that might be some price plays for everybody. If you know me well enough, if you go to the track with me, you're going to hear me tell you all the time, you can't bet every frickin' race. You just can't. You're lucky if you go to the track and you find maybe 2-3 races, if you're stretching it, that are bettable races. If you're going to the window every race, you're destined to lose money. You might win money on that one day, but over a period of time, consistently, you're going to lose money. Don't do it. There have to be races that you pass, and this is probably one of them, okay? It is for me. I'm going to be honest with you. Does that mean you can go grab a beer and not pay attention? Absolutely not. You go to the TV, you go to trackside, go to the paddock, you take notes. You're looking for future plays. That's what you want to be looking for. Don't waste your time. Make it productive. And take notes during the race, trip notes, trouble notes, paddock notes, everything. You're still there for a purpose, but you're just not betting. Okay? So, anyway, hopefully that makes sense. The fifth race, a mile and a 16th. This is a B race for us. It's a maiden claimer, 3-year-olds and upward. Not a bad little race here, guys. And we, our best bet of the day comes here in the fifth race. So keep that in mind. Horseracing-selections.com. Sign up. Less than $5, you can get our full card and analysis. Sixth race, maiden special weight, 5.5 furlongs. This is an A-minus race for us. Nice bred horses in here. Horses that might actually do something down the road. These races kind of excite us. They motivate us. They get our juices flowing. When we get the past performances and we start handicapping and we see 90-95% first-time starters, we're jazzed, okay? That's what we like. We're able to do some research on pedigree, breeding. We talk to the exercise riders. We talk to the trainers. We stay away from the owners because every owner in the track thinks they're going to win. But we really do a lot of homework in these type of races. And I think we've got a decent angle here in today's sixth. So we're going to be quite anxious to see how that develops. And with the babies, folks, you never know. You might be watching a future star run. Might not break their maiden that particular day. American Pharoah didn't win his debut. So, but it's fun to watch him develop. The seventh race, 5 furlongs on the turf. This is an allowance optional claimer, B minus. In this particular race, we got some past classers in here, guys. You might need to go back a ways. Texas Wedge is certainly a horse that's very fond of the Del Mar surface. And Commander, although his winless this year, has got a little bit of past class. So this is a nice quality race here and going to be interesting. They're starting to get a little bit long in the tooth as far as age goes. But yeah, be interesting to see what happens in the seventh race. Now things start getting serious. The eighth race, the Bing Crosby Grade 1. $400,000 event, 6 furlongs on the dirt. And I'll tell you, there is a, I'm going to kind of give you a little bit of a bonus here. There's a horse that intrigues us quite a bit here, and that's the Shipper Drain the Clock from Safi Joseph Jr. This horse has been running in Florida, Gulfstream Park, Saratoga last year. And this horse is a runner. This horse might surprise some people. 4-1 on the morning line. I'm not saying this is who we released, but let's just say we have him in our top three. Let's say that. And Drayden Van Dyke gets the mount here. A little bit of a concern in the Grade 3 that was conducted at Gulfstream Park last time. This horse kind of gave up the ship a little bit. We don't particularly like to see horses throw in a really bad race and then ship. Kind of like they got enough on their plate as it is, trying to figure out what happened in that previous bad race, and now you're shipping me across the country. Come on. But this horse is intriguing to us, and let's just say if you are playing exotics, maybe throw them in your pick six ticket. That's Drain the Clock. But we do like a horse in here quite a bit. We have him picked to win. So, but again, Drain the Clock is a horse that you need to use in your exotics. The ninth race is a flat mile and allowance optional claimer. We gave this a B rating here. Competitive race. It's wide open. I would say that for sure. And spread would be the operative word in the ninth race. It looks like it's going to be, a decent race. Interesting horse here is the horse drawn outside, Lamas, for a barn that wins with 36% of their first-time North American starters. That's a stat that we pay a lot of attention to and suggest you do as well. And Abel Cedillo climbs on board here. The 10th race, the San Diego Handicap. This is, of course, a prep race for the Pacific Classic. A mile and a 16th, Grade 2, $300,000 race. And this is a humdinger. This is an A-plus race for us. I'm going to tell you, and I'm being serious when I say this, I know this term gets thrown around a lot, but if any horse in here, other than Señor Buscador, was to win this race, it would not surprise me. Okay? We're tossing Señor Buscador, we're tossing him, probably going to put him right in the winner's circle here because of that statement. And then again, you look and you see he's got Edwin Maldonado on him. So anybody wins this race other than him, not surprising. And finally, we wrap up things in the 11th race here. Flat mile on the turf, maiden special weight. This is for fillies and mares, 3-year-olds and upward. This is a C race for us, but I gotta tell you, it's not. It's a solid C race. We've got some horses in here that we've been following for a little bit, and it's a pretty competitive race for the level. You've got a Velvet, who we don't know is going to draw in yet. This is a $875,000 auction purchase from Richard Mandela that has not been off the board in her career. That's a little bit worrisome because at some point these horses have to win. And does she have a bridesmaid complex? Is she camera shy? It's going to be interesting to find out if she can break through today. She's a horse that we like as a contender, but not the horse that we're picking on top here. And that is a horse that that we're expecting big things from today. So, all right, that wraps up the 11 race card at Del Mar today. Thank you for joining us. Again, horseracing-selections.com is where it's at. We hope that we see you. Join our family, because I think you're going to be very pleased with the results. Guys, we don't win every day. I'm not going to say that. I know a lot of sites will brag about, you know, winning every day, winning consistently. Full disclosure, we actually sucked on Thursday. We got blanked on Thursday. If you were a client of ours, I apologize, but it happens. You know, we don't have a crystal ball that we can rub and get the winners in advance. We do our best. We're out there working hard every single day. We are pumping the exercise riders and the trainers and the jockeys and other handicappers, getting information so that we can bring it to you. So we hope you give us a try. Horseracing-selections.com. Hey, you know what? I got to get going because we got to start working on Sunday. I'm Eddie the Hat. Thank you for joining us. Horseracing-selections.com has brought this to you, and we'll be talking to you again tomorrow. Have a great day at the races.